Jane in Cleveland, Ohio on IHR app. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. What's your question, Jane?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
My question is the sin of homosexuality basically a sin of fornication, as in being sex outside of marriage, or is there more to it than that?
There's more to it than that. Fornication, the way the term is used historically, is a reference to two unmarried people who are having sexual relations, and the two unmarried people are of opposite genders. So if you have to have a man and a woman, or a male and a female at least, in order to have fornication. Homosexuality is something different. And while they are both sexual acts that occur outside of marriage, homosexual acts, in addition, go contrary to human nature in a way that fornication does not. Now, both go contrary to human nature, because human nature is to have sexual relations within marriage. Marriage is something that is a direct result of human nature, and so there is something unnatural about fornication. But you have an additional element that's also contrary to human nature in the case of homosexual activity, because not only is it something taking place outside of a valid marriage, but also it involves two persons of the same sex. And it's obvious just from the anatomy alone that men and women are meant to go together sexually in a way that two women or two men are not. And so it's obvious there's an additional element there that's contrary to human nature.
Obvious with an asterisk nowadays.
Meaning not everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From our bulging, you'd think, well. Jane, does that clarify things?
It does, but I had one other question. So
okay.
Then is homosexuality considered more grievous than fornication?
This is something that is a matter of theological opinion rather than church teaching. However, the basic answer is yes, in the opinion of most theologians historically. Homosexual behavior, precisely because it adds an additional element that is contrary to human nature, is objectively more grave than fornication. That doesn't mean that every individual person committing homosexual behavior is doing something that is culpably worse than everybody who is fornicating, but objectively speaking, the additional element contrary to human nature results in an additional gravity, objectively speaking, for the sin.
Okay.
All right, Jane. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.